They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth. Jesus prayed that we might be unified in his truth, standing firm in the faith and strong in his word. In a world questioning the credibility of God's word, Christ's prayer is for his church to stand firm in unity and his word. This is The Answers Conversation, and I'm your host, Steve Hamm. We'll be answering the skeptical questions of our time, standing firm on the authority of God's word, and rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Incredible words to finish Matthew's gospel, really telling us that God is using us, his people, his disciples, those who are saved in the Lord Jesus Christ, to go out with this message of the good news of Jesus Christ, not just to our family, not just to those around about us, even though we must do that, but to all nations, all languages. And really, that is why we have a very special guest with us today. We have Dr. Nagy Iskander, and he is actually a fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons in London and Glasgow. He is a wonderful, enthusiastic preacher of the gospel and loves Jesus as his savior. And he also is a creation apologist and has a special heart for the Middle East and particularly Egypt. Welcome.
Thank you, Stevie. It's lovely to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you on the program, Nagy, and I really appreciate you, brother, and all of the things that you're doing. I wanted to talk to you specifically today because you are doing a lot of work in Arabic language in creation apologetics. So, you know, where did that come about?
Yeah, there is a great need in the Middle East for this ministry of explaining the creation and the Creator and the truth of the gospel. After the Arab Spring, people became liberated in general. And initially in the Middle East, people are generally religious. They have to belong to something. Mm. But that is artificial in a sense. But after the revolution, people started to think for themselves and start to come out and say, "We are atheists. We don't believe in God. We don't believe in anything at all." And that's where I see the importance of Answers in Genesis Arabic ministry, where it will fill this gap and give a real answers to real questions that occupies the mind of lots of people. Some of them are actually leaders in the church, who are influenced by these outside views coming saying, "Really, we are not sure about our Christian faith and about the creation." Mm-hmm. And I recently conducted a conference, a one-day conference for the leaders of a particular group of churches. And there were a few atheists as well, hardcore ones.
Yes.
And we had a wonderful debate and an honest debate. And actually, they have to believe that in the beginning there was nothing and nothing had exploded.
Right.
That is their starting point. Mm-hmm. And this is illogical and not scientific either.
Right.
So it's more logical to believe in the beginning God created the heavens and earth. The beginning is the time. God is the source of intelligence and power. Heaven and earth is matter. So we have in one verse the time, the intelligence, and matter.
Mm.
And that's more logical, actually. And these atheists, when I faced them with the truth of the God's word and the gospel, they were really shaken. And they started to think again.
Yeah. Wow. Praise God. So you have done these types of conferences.
Yes.
and television programs and a number of things to get this word out, right?
Exactly. This is another great opportunity, Stephen, that the Lord has opened with Malakut Sat or Kingdom Sat, which is a Christian satellite station which broadcast all over the globe, actually covers
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they approached me to record a program called Creation Answers. And it's a 40-minute program The first 20 minutes is somebody interviewing me about the subject we are discussing, like mutation or whatever subject we are addressing. Mm. And then in the other 20 minutes, we have 14 young people full of questions, asking me these questions, which I don't know before they ask them. And yes, that's the beauty of the debate, really. Mm-hmm. And the program has proved to be a great success. And as a result of being broadcast all over the world, I had invitation from Australia to go and teach this program for a few weeks. I'm hoping to do that in the autumn.
As part of Arabic Ministries in Australia?
Exactly.
Okay, well, how does that work?
The situation, there are lots of immigrants of Arabic origin in Australia. Mm. And they found that the new generations are taught the evolution and atheism in the school.
Sure.
And they come to the church and not a lot of people have answers for them. So when they watched the program, they found, yeah, there are answers and they are very logical and very scientific and very biblical. So they got my contact details and they contacted me to ask me to go and run the program for them. I will run sessions in Arabic and sessions in English as well for the new generations, because some of them speak better English than Arabic. So I'm looking forward to that, because I feel if we don't approach the new generation and talk to them about the truth of the gospel and explain it fully to them, they will be shaken in their faith.
Yeah, well, praise God that you're doing that. And, you know, I have a special little heart for Australia.
Oh, absolutely.
As you know, and to have you going there and doing some of that ministry, both in English and in Arabic, is really wonderful. So tell me, when you have a group, you've said you've often got youth with you asking questions, and when you have a group that you've given Creation Apologetics talks to, how, and mainly in Arabic language, how have you gauged the response?
Yes, the response is amazing. In a sense of, they never heard that before. Mm. All what they are hearing is the worldview imposed on the Bible. And they try to accommodate both because, as I said, generally people are religious, so they don't want to say the Bible is wrong. Mm. But they try to bring man's fallible ideas into the Word of God and say, okay, we can accept the gap theory, we can accept the day-age theory and things like that. Mm. And then they stuck, obviously, of the logic of building the whole idea. So in a sense, they didn't hear that. And in the theological colleges as well, they are taught mainly a sort of liberal theology. And I worry about that because these are the leaders of the church,
yes,
who are going to spread this information to the new generation. So I'm hoping really to run a conference for the leaders in Alexandria, and that's planned for October this year.
Oh, wow. That is just great. You know, it is amazing to me, Nagy, that as we think about this, it's not just a Western European problem, is it? We are constantly talking about, you know, how is it that there are so many people in the church, scholars, Christian leaders, teachers, preachers, pastors, that are taking fallible human philosophies and trying to insert them into Scripture, and yet you're finding exactly the same thing trying to do Arabic ministry.
Stephen, the same questions I have them in the West, I hear them in Arabic. Mm-hmm. And all these atheist books are translated to Arabic and people are reading them and they are having the same questions. It's the fall in human nature, actually. Mm. The language and geographical barriers are irrelevant. It is the human failure and people trying to build their life without God. And that is universal.
Now, I want to appeal to listeners about something with this, because, you know, my responsibilities at Answers in Genesis are for the worldwide ministry, where we are trying to match and equip and partner with the church and the mission of the church around the world. That's why we started this program with the Great Commission, talking about Matthew 28, 18 and 19. And, you know, as I see that, how are we going to help people have confidence in the gospel if the church in its mission all over the world is accepting human ideas that undermine the very foundational history that gives us understanding for that gospel? So from this perspective of worldwide mission, we really do, don't we, need to be solid starting in Genesis.
Absolutely. This is the foundation. And if you hit the foundation, everything will collapse. It's a matter of time. So we need to build the foundation very strongly. And mm-hmm. God is truth. And if we build our life on God, this is the truth. And the truth will set us free. So I'm very enthusiastic about this. And we're hoping to have a website, an Arabic website,
mm-hmm.
because that can be accessed by lots of people. Because after my recent conference in March, lots of people came and said to me, how can we follow that? Can we have your email? I was reluctant to give them my email because I will not be able to answer every question that comes to me. That it's time consuming. So I said, we are hoping and planning to do an Arabic website, an Answer in Genesis Arabic website, so people can access that all over the Arabic world. We're talking about 350 million people who speak Arabic.
Mm.
And I have friends actually overseas as well. They're emailing me and saying, we are delighted to hear you again talking in Arabic about Genesis and science and the Bible.
Wow. And it's great. So we've got the website that's coming up, but you've already translated many materials.
Exactly. There are lots of books that we translated and they are available in the market and we give them in a very, very cheap price, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I distributed lots of free samples in 200 libraries of churches all over the country so people can access them to borrow them and read through them.
Now, for the listeners, we should explain that a lot of these materials are just straight Answers in Genesis materials, aren't
they? Absolutely. They are all actually Answers mm-hmm. in Genesis because I believe in the ministry of Answers in Genesis. I think it is a great one because it sticks to the scripture
mm-hmm.
and it is very scientific and very logical and it takes us to the cross of Jesus.
So we have Answers materials, Answers books. We have children's books, dinosaur books.
Exactly.
A number of those things going out into Arabic language right through many Middle Eastern countries.
Exactly.
Yeah, praise God. That is just such an exciting thing to hear about. And no doubt that people can now start praying about what is happening with those materials and the witness of the church.
Yes.
In relation to the gospel, using those materials, starting with the confidence in the Bible from Genesis. If you were to ask for prayer for any aspect of this Arabic ministries from people, what would you ask for?
Yeah, there would be a big list actually, but I'll try mm-hmm. to summarize it very quickly. We pray for protection of the message because there will be people opposing it violently and we need really protection. When I was traveling to this particular place, there was some political trouble and people were asking, is it wise really to travel? And I felt, yes, I should,
mm-hmm.
because that has been advertised and people are waiting for it. And thank God it was a safe journey and we had a great day. So I think protection is one of the things we need in the Middle East. Second thing, obviously, is to have more opportunities to conduct these type of conferences and to have some resources to be able to do that because, unfortunately, people financially are not well off. So we need to subsidize the conference massively. Really, we take nominal contribution and we have to fund the rest.
Mm.
So we need, obviously, resources to help us with that. And number three is for God to raise Christians who trust the word of God and understand it and be able to communicate it to others as well. And my prayer is for the website, really. I'm excited about that one because it is free access to lots of people all over the Arabic world and the world so they can access answers in their own time.
Yeah, wonderful. So we will be praying about that. Praying for you, brother, and also for other men and ladies who are with you doing this with a heart for Arabic-speaking people. There are many, many of them
yes.
all over the world, but it is just so wonderful to know that there are people who are saying you can really trust the Word of God. Starting in Genesis, it has a true account of the origins of this world, a true account of why there are problems in this world, but it points us to the true account of Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of this world.
If you see the joy, Stephen, of the people after the conference and mm-hmm. the confidence that they have, this is really something you can't put a value on it. It is just an amazing joy to see people confident in their faith again.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us. If you want answers on this or any other subject, visit answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.